Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
The historic Wilson Theater in Rupert, Idaho presents Cowpokes for Christmas, featuring renowned cowboy singer and songwriter Bren Hill and cowboy poet and humorist Andy Nelson. Celebrate the Christmas season the cowboy way, Saturday, December 16th at 7 p.m. with this high-energy and heartwarming performance at the historic Wilson Theater in Rupert, Idaho, Saturday, December 16th at 7 p.m. For tickets and more information, visit their website at historicwilsontheater.com, stop by their box office at 610 Fremont Street in Rupert, Idaho, or give them a call at 208-436-2787. That's 208-436-2787. We'll see you there. Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-hurler. There's money in that. There's money in...
There's money in that.
There's money in porta potties.
You better believe it, buddy.
Yep, that's right. Privy diving.
Yeah. We've done a show on
privy archaeology. All right. Enough of that.
Oh, dear.
All right. Let's go on with some poetry.
Keep moving.
Yeah, let's do it. Yvonne Hollenbeck's riding along with us. And she's telling us about how there's money in horses.
There's money in horses. I once heard someone say... And I can sure attest to that. I worked on books today. I kept the red pen busy and I rarely used the black. And please don't get me started on the breeding fees and tack. The shoeing bills and vaccine were enough to make me choke. Plus training fees and special feed. It's no wonder that we're broke. We spent a lot of money before colts have hit the ground and even more to grow them up in hopes they'll turn out sound. So if you're wanting horses, the best advice I'll share, you had better win a lottery or just be a millionaire.
Boy, I tell you, she knows whereof she speaks.
She does.
Yeah, that's what her husband Glenn always told her. There's money in horses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just too bad. It's going the wrong direction.
Somebody else
it's going
is
the other
money.
Direction.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Hey, we were talking earlier about giving your best horses to your kids.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I just got to brag a little bit on daughter Abby. She took a couple of your horses.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And started them and went through with them.
Yeah.
And they turned out to be good horses. And she had one up in the mountains one time, first trip to the mountains,
mm-hmm.
and this little filly was fighting flies with her head, and she shook her head stall off.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was one of those...
split ear?
Yeah. It was a split ear. Shook her head stall off.
Oh, dear.
And I looked at her, and I said, just stop. You're fine. Just pull back on the reins. And she did, and she got off and put her head stall back on, and everything went well.
That is a proud papa moment.
That was a proud papa moment. Because, well, you know, Dash for Cash horses.
Oh, they get a little waspy.
They can get a little excited.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was a proud moment. Yeah,
that's a proud papa moment.
That's right. Yeah. So that'll make money. It brought up a thought about Gary McMahon.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Our good buddy Gary McMahon.
This is going to be good.
He's always good for a laugh, you know. He talks about money in cowboy music.
And poetry, right?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it can go for cowboy poetry as well. But he says, usually the songs that you write are a lot like your kids.
Okay.
He said, mostly they'll just live in your basement and eat your groceries and such like that. But he says, every once in a while, one will get up off the couch and go outside and start sending money back to you.
every once in a while.
That is appropriate.
And that was him talking about his song, The Old Double Diamond.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, folks, I know a lot of you folks out there think Chris LeDoux wrote Double Diamond.
No.
Chris LeDoux recorded The Old Double Diamond.
We know who wrote
Diamond. A lot of you think that it was Ian Tyson.
No.
A lot of you might think that it was somebody else. It was Gary McMahon who wrote that song. And that song has sent him back some mailbox money.
So he got up off the couch.
That song got up off the couch and went out and made something of itself and started sending money back to Dad.
What a great song.
Oh, isn't it, though?
Oh, man. What a tearjerker.
Yep. Well, and if you think that there's money in cowboy music and poetry, you're wrong. Okay, I'm just here to tell you. My 10th CD is going to be out the first of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
nice.
It is. You betcha. And still waiting for those to send money back. But anyway.
Nothing's coming back yet?
Yeah, no, nothing. No mailbox money yet. You know, Garth Brooks hasn't turned one of my poems into a song yet. So
daggummit.
Yeah.
We better get a hold of him.
That's
yanking
right.
A knot in his tail.
That's right. Hey there, buddy. Pay attention, will you?
Yeah. There's some good stuff.
Well, anyway.
Anywho,
that's just kind of how that works sometimes, right?
Yeah.
And the only time that you can really make money at ranching is like that song, Crime and Ranching.
Yeah.
If you keep it overstocked with one pump jack per acre,
exactly.
You're going to make it.
You will be
okay. You're
going to
be okay, right?
Exactly.
Or one gas well.
I've tried.
Tried to talk them into it.
They just won't come.
Come out to my place. Find a gas well.
Make it work.
I know you can make it work.
I know there's gas.
And I know you can pay me.
I know it's there.
You know, I know it's not all it's cracked up to be.
No, it's not.
But anyway.
Yeah.
We need to end the show.
Why?
Well, because Chuck Pyle is riding along with us, my grandpa's hands.
My grandpa rode this yellow plane. He told the sky when to make it rain, and he taught the lightning how to turn the night into the day. And he would make the cloud ships form, then he'd escape into the storm. Then he'd reappear, striking fear in every soldier's heart. South of Rocky Ford, on a sea of sand and grass, with no sign of island or shore, there lies the grave of my grandpa's hands. When he let them have their way, they divided him seven different ways. So afraid were they, he would rise again to strike them down. Seven different soldiers acting alone, seven different graves, whereabouts unknown. And one lone soldier came to bury his hands on the grasslands. South of Rocky Ford, on a sea of sand abandoned grass with no sign of island or shore. There lies the grave of my grandpa's hands. Quarter moon rose out of time on a vanishing point down an old fence line. Sweet grass and Timothy, as far as you can see, the Comanche grassland. South a rocky fort on a sea of sand and grass with no sign of island or shore. There lies the grave of my grandpa's hands. South a rocky fort on a sea of sand and grass with no sign of island or shore. There lies the grave of my grandpa's hand.
Well, by golly, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show. Yeah. But I want to get a little shout out here.
Oh, okay. Right. Let's do this.
Yeah. Bryn Hill and I have a Christmas show coming up at our old stomping grounds down there in Rupert, Idaho.
Hey, that ought to be a good time.
At the historic Wilson Theater.
Nice.
That's right. Saturday, December 16th at 7 o'clock.
Well, you better get signed up.
The ad, of course, was in this show, but I just wanted to give everybody a shout out here, give you the opportunity Saturday night. December 16th, 7 o'clock, the historic Wilson Theater in Rupert, Idaho.
Yeah. That ought to be a good time.
It will be. It'll be good, and I can guarantee there'll be no money in that. But anyway.
But we'll have a good time.
But we're going to have a grand old time. Yeah, that's right. There is money in tourists.
There's money in poop.
Yes, there is. We talked a little bit about that. But yeah.
Dudes.
There's money.
Oh, come on now.
Come on. I know. You know, obviously, we'll do anything for money.
Yeah.
No better than a... Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Tourists. Dudes. Yeah, there's money in that. Hey. Baler repair. If you can fix an otter on an old baler.
Oh, you can make money.
You can make some money. But the problem is people who have those
don't have any money.
to pay you.
Yeah. But, and when you call, he just looks at your number and goes,
man. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Or if somebody calls you to upholster their furniture. Right?
I do a lot of things, but that's not one.
Is there money in upholstery, brother?
There's got to be.
Yeah?
Got to be.
You know, there's money in about anything, but just not a lot of it. right?
You know, we bought a freeze dryer.
Yeah.
And a lot of my buddies and friends have bought freeze dryers.
Yeah.
And their kids are going, oh, we could make money. We could freeze dry this and sell it. And we could freeze dry that and we could sell it.
No.
And the kid, and all the kids wanted to do was candy.
Right.
Right.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But you got to buy the candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the issue.
Well, they can make money.
They're, right. Hey, folks, I want to stay tuned for next week.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we're doing our pre-Christmas Christmas show.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
There is money.
There it is. Right there.